my matches leading up to has not been as long as his, and I will try if there's any possibility to take advantage of that.
You just won three very tough matches, very long, very hard. Is that for you the best preparation for the challenge that awaits you?
I think so. I mean, I think the last three matches have been really tough, even the first round. So I'm very happy to come through. I think it was I ended up in a pretty tough section of the draw, and a lot of good players on the way here that I've been able to overcome. And I think I've said it before, but the goal is not necessarily to play three perfect sets every time and win straight sets, but sometimes you just have to think, okay, I won't play perfect, but I'm going to be a tough player to beat in best of five sets on clay. That's the kind of mentality that I've been working for me. I know that if the opponents want to beat me, they're going to have to play really good tennis for at least three full sets. And I'm going to try to make it tough for them. And physically, I'm going to try to be in a good shape and make them suffer if I can. And with my technical game, I'm going to try to play heavy and play the kind of clay court tennis that I like playing. And it's been working well the last 2-3 years here. And tomorrow or in 2 days is going to be one of the toughest challenges that we have in the sport.
Night sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
Congratulations to Casper Ruud, booking his place in the quarterfinals, where he faces Novak Djokovic. If Novak Djokovic is fit to take his place, he has said he hasn't decided yet if he will play his quarterfinal. There'll be further tests done on the knee. I just finished my bottle of water. I was about to try and do what Eleanor failed to do and throw it in the bin, and I realised the bin is not there anymore. I don't know where the bin's gone, but I'm holding on to my bottle as Zverev serves out to 15. Thank you, Stefan. In the opening game of this fifth and final set, people have gone, understandably, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning and they might have work and all those sort of bits and pieces to do. The blankets have come out because it's chilly. Other people are making their way back in with their bags from the shop. Is the shop still open? My word. And you feel, Eleanor, that this is going to be... We see a lot of sets that end up, someone rolls away with it in the fifth. You don't feel that's going to be the case here?
No. I think it's really hard to pick because both of them have played well in patches. And what we haven't seen, is, as I was saying at the end of that fourth set, is we haven't seen Rune in particular put together a long, long stretch of play, at least not long enough. He's played smart tennis at times. He's played ferocious tennis at times. I don't think Zverev has been at his best in this match.
He slides the backhand down the line. Rune with his off forehand inside the baseline goes drop shot, but he nets.
I think Rune has played well in patches, and at other times the errors have cost him very dear. It's been, I hate to say it, but it's been, for me, quite a scrappy match between these two. The matchup doesn't seem to work, and what I'm hoping is that we get a period in this fifth set where both of them do what they can do at the same time.
I think that's why the crowd have struggled a little bit to get energised and into it.
And sometimes that happens in tennis. Sometimes you'll get two players, and, you know, Federer and Nadal being the obvious example, whose games just complement each other beautifully and they create something wonderful together.
Ace! From Holger Rune. He was coming in off the back of the serve. He didn't need to do anything because the serve did its job.
Zander says Bulgar Rune.
Vulgar Rune.
Bulgar.
Oh, right, like bulgur wheat.
Mm.
Okay, got it. That's better than vulgar.
And Jill has told us off for calling Alexander Zverev Sasha, and you're right, it's a diminutive.
But he's happy to be called that. I think that's a
yeah. Thing. I mean, I don't think it's a nickname. I think it's what he's known as.
The squash shot, the cross court, the centre of the court. He's been asked. I remember at one point Alexander Bublik I said he didn't like to be called Sasha, but recently he was doing an interview on Tennis Channel and they called him Sasha. So he's very happy to be called Sasha or Alexander, but he is, his dad's Alexander Senior, so it's a lot easier with the Sasha, and he's happy to be called that.
It's more like Alex, if you like. It's a kind of, isn't it? It's
yeah.
Rather than a nickname, it's a diminutive of his actual name.
.15-30 drop shot. In comes Zverev, scoops it long. What does he do with this when he goes for the pass? Oh, the defense from Zverev is special. Then somehow Rune is able to pick it up and just stick it out of the reach of the reaching out Zverev.
And that's where Rune can use his agility. He's a great athlete. He's so quick around the court. He's got this vibrancy about him, this energy. You're not going to see Rune lose that energy in this fifth set. He doesn't know how. He's still going to be twitching and moving and jumping up like a jack in the box.
Serve out wide. The forehand is deep onto the shoelaces, scooped up off them through the middle of the court. The off backhand, the forehand through the centre of the court. The forehand cross court sits up and it's flattened out more by Rune down the line. It is 30 all. An awful attempted slice into the net goes Rune, and it's break point Zverev in the second game of the fifth and final set.
Well, Rune needs to be careful here. He needs to steady himself. He did get a break back in that fourth set. And in the end, just allowed the tiebreaker to run away from him.
Rune goes drop shot. Oh, he gets it. Here comes Zverev, goes cross. Can he go down the line? He flies the back end. In goes Zverev. He lofts the ball up the overhead on the angle from Rune. Audacious from the Dane.
He's just flapping his racket in his hand, using that as a tool to try and lift the atmosphere, lift the energy levels, lift his own spirits, restore some self-belief, some equilibrium. And the Holger chants have started again. That should help him.
Everyone settles. Still a good crowd in when you think it is a Monday night and it's gone 1 o'clock in the morning. So goes into the centre of the box and the backhand pushes Rune back and he swings top off his body of the backhand and he lofts that forehand, lucky to get enough spin to bring it down. Flattened out by Zverev. Zverev with his forehand goes down the line to the backhand cross court, to the Zverev backhand through the middle of the court. The slice from Rune, the flat backhand, the slice from Rune, the flat backhand, the flat backhand from Rune. Cross court they go. The slice from Rune, the backhand into the corner of the court from Zverev. It goes backhand down the line. Rune squash shots the forehand, drops it short. Inside out goes Zverev. Zverev steps back, but it's long from Rune. It definitely was long. And another opportunity for Zverev to break the serve.
Had a little sneezing moment there.
Bless.
Thank you.
Break point, Zverev. Oh, this crowd. Finding their voice. Oh, and Zverev is saying not only was it the net, but he didn't find the line. Not touching, you heard.
Well, the crowd has thinned out a bit. But it feels like it might get a little bit rowdier from here on in.
Servant volley, the pick up from Zverev, clips top of the net. Rune goes cross court, helped by the net cord. Oh, again, it's so audacious from him.
Zverev's court coverage is phenomenal. We've talked a lot, haven't we, about Rune's athleticism, his speed around the court. Zverev may not be such a nimble mover, but he moves incredibly well. His long legs covering huge swathes of the court with a single bound.
3 hours 41. Bourgault scoops up that loose ball as it hits the hoardings at the back of Philippe Chatrier. Served down the tee, and you heard Zverev, the noise as he crunched the ball back into play. The net was found by Rune. Now he heads to his towel, the 21-year-old Dame, because it's another break point to save. Swings his arms, loosens them a little bit. Zverev lifts up the front of his shirt and drops it. The gold chain's contained underneath the shirt for now for Zverev. He jumps, he leans into the ball, but it's an ace that flies past him and the break point is saved.
10-0 into something of a marathon second game of this fifth set.
We had a feeling, didn't we?
We did.
It wasn't going to be a runaway by one or the other. Rune with the forehand down the line. He comes in after it. Oh no! He was going so fast for that volley that he couldn't control it and then stop himself from crashing into the net. And it all went horribly wrong, and it's break points for him.
Well, he was still moving when he hit the ball, continuing to slide like a cartoon character almost. Couldn't stop himself.
Serve down the tee into the net. The break point is saved. Juice. Serve down the tee, the off backhand through the middle, the slice into the middle of the court from Rune, the double-handed backhand from Rune, the squash shot forehand from Zverev misses the court, and it's game point to the Dane. See that stat today? It's the first time in 12 years, all four Grand Slam champions reached the quarterfinals in the same major. Świątek, Sabalenka, Vondrousova, and Goff. And we'll have Goff Jabeur starting things off here at 11 o'clock. Eleanor's in the hot seat for that, so might leave Marcus to do a lot of the talking.
I'm just going to have a little nap in the corner.
You have a little nap in the corner.
I'll still be here, to be honest. This will still be going on. Yeah. We'll have to delay the start of it.
I think the three of us might just stay here this evening. The forehand hooked cross court, back up the line and onto the line. And Rune has to run round and hit a forehand, but it's a short ball. It allows Zverev to come in on the backhand. Zverev with his backhand lofts it, and then there's the drop shot. Here comes Zverev. He goes up the line and it's cross court. And the volley is played by Zverev and the pickup by Rune! And he's found it!
Quality from Holger Rune there. A marathon second game. He had to find a little bit of magic there.
Two men have a little embrace in the crowd because obviously Holger is their man, and he held serve and he saved the break points as three people rush into their seats at the front of the court, and a few more have got blankets on and some others look like they're wearing pyjamas. They're all wrapped up. They go up the stairs to our left.
Holger Rune, meanwhile, is playing juggle the racket and trying to work out which of the rackets he wanted to use, thought he was going to use, looking at the ball, ended up back with the same racket he started with.
Zverev has so many more rackets than he came on court with. He seems to get a new one every change of ends. Game apiece. Zverev, Rome winner, serves out wide, fired back to his feet and misses. Well, that serve. That serve. It has served Alexander Zverev very well.
Oh, it's good. It's time of night. Will it continue to serve him well is the question. Yes, it will. Ace out wide. Ace number 15 for the German. Kept the double faults down to just three. Serve down the tee, snap back and very deep through the throat of the court goes Zverev and into net goes Rune and it's 40 love.
Well, Dave and Max in South Haven, Michigan are baking a mochi cake. Ooh. Topped with blueberries.
Ah. The rigged fruit fat blueberries. Serve down the tee and there's a love hold. That is comfortable, it's concise, it's clean, it's clear. And it's a 2-1 Zverev lead. As his brother Misha has a violet hoodie and he's leaning forward, no expression on his face. Looks tense, looks tired. Same expression that Alexander Zverev Sr. has. Not a lot of room for error now.
Well, bear in mind, this is Zverev's second five-setter in a row. Did have a day off.
Rune's had a round between his five-setters.
There is a lot of tennis out there right now. A lot of tennis between these two. Barbara says, I know when Novak's match went late the other evening, the ball kids were released and the supervisors took over. What time did they do that? Do they switch the ball kids out or are they on court for the entire five sets? Just wondering. Thanks, ladies. Love listening to you. And Barbara is in a barn in Woodstock, Illinois.
Barn?
In a barn. Barbara in a barn.
Barbara in a barn? Did you live in a barn or are you just currently in a barn?
She just signs herself Barbara in the barn. In Woodstock, Illinois.
Barbara in a barn in Woodstock. There you go.
Can you answer the question?
Oh, sorry, what was the question?
Where are we?
Ball is that kids. The question?
Barbara was asking the other night during Novak's match, during the very, very long 3-0-7 finish match, she says that they swapped the ball kids out and replace them with supervisors. Now, you were obviously doing commentary on that match. I wasn't. Do you recall that happening?
I don't recall the moment it happened as Zverev goes into the empty... Oh, hello. Just about get that. He had the whole court to aim for. It didn't need to be as good as it was, but he managed to find the court. I don't remember the moment it happened, but I did remember a time when I looked down and I thought they'd grown quite a lot. Because you get some littlins, some real tiddlers, and I remember looking down thinking they are awfully big right now.
And they've aged.
I just remember thinking they were a lot bigger. If you want my honest memory of the event.
They don't. Ball kids don't have to stay on court for all five sets. They do get swapped in and out.
Brianna says, I've been listening all day. I started on the commute to work in New York and now I'm in bed after eating dinner. That makes me realise how long the day has been. 15 all. Serve out wide. Forehand spins down the tee. Backhand cross court from Rune. Backhand cross court from Zverev. The low slice up the line from Rune, who then spins the forehand down the other wing. Cross court and flat from Zverev. Zverev with his double hand and penetrating through the court. Has to run around the backhand. Inside out goes Zverev. Down the line goes Rune. Drop shot from Zverev. Ooh, the re-drop misses from Rune. Nice change up from Zverev.
Rachel says, I really appreciate you connecting us tennis and fruit, bread, etc. listeners across the world, but would you consider making these epic five-set night matches sound dull? It's all very well on the weekend, but I'm going to run out of steam by the end of the week as I have to go to work at 5 a.m. UK time. Perhaps I should learn to listen to the replay. I think we all might run out of steam at this rate, I have to say.
Lisa says, get back to tennis announcing. We need to hear about the match. The circus sideshow is way too much.
What's the circus sideshow? Fruit?
Oh, no, she's only just sent the email in.
I think we were just talking about swapping out ball boys, weren't we? The drop shot from Rune, the pickup down the line from Zverev, the volley cushioned over by Zverev. Really good play from Sasha Zverev, who settled himself in nicely to this fifth set and has got break points, as he did in the first game on the Holger Rune serving. Maybe she wrote it a while back and just hit send now. As in, forgot to send it.
Yes, I'm with you. It's possible.
Sorry, I'm just having a little look at Alex Corrector as we look in.
Alex Corrector is still there. Just to give you the latest episode of Alex Corrector Watch.
If I remember back in the day, which was earlier today, as Rune misses the first serve, so you're not missing any tennis, I was having a chat with Marion Bartley, and she said she was doing the on-court at the end of this match. So there'll be no running down the stairs for Monsieur Corrector. Pass off the serve from Sasha Zverev. He breaks to 15. He leant into that return. Rune was charging forward. Fist bumps and German flags fly. Zverev moves to 3-1 in the fifth set after 3 hours and 52 minutes.
It's just been incredibly solid. As I said, I don't think he's hit the heights in this match, Alexander Zverev. I think he's capable of more, but he's been incredibly resilient. He served very well. And he's ridden the waves, hasn't he, of his opponent's ups and downs.
Misses serve down the tee. Robin says, Nala prefers listening to Radio Roland Garros to watching. She's a new fan. Nala is a dog. If we say something to Nala, I don't want, like, walkies or something, do you think she'll get up and run around the...
Then she'll just get confused, won't she?
She'll get up.
She'll think it's walking time.
The off backhand into the corner, the pickup from Rune. Zverev swings the backhand cross court, the pickup from Rune, the overhead from Zverev. And that is a winner. And Tim, while you're all having a lark in Paris, eating stale bread and strawberries, some of us are getting on with some real work. And he sent a picture of his car that he's washing.
Good effort. You've missed a bit. Nala's a very cute dog, I would say that. Hello, Nala. Nala. She hasn't looked round.
It's a picture. Oh, dearie me. Dearie me. Stefan, what are you doing? Are you catching moths?
Yes. We've reached that time in the evening.
Are you trying to... Mosquito? Oh, yes. Carry on.
I mean, to be honest, if it's a moth, you've got my vote.
3-1. 15 love. So Stefan is mosquito catching at 1:23 in the morning. Rune takes the returner serve early off the backhand side. He redirects it down the line. The squash shot scooped up cross court deep from Zverev. Down the line and long from Rune. There's a few too many unforced errors. Vic says, I'm keeping an eye on Corrector Watch. My view too. At 6-5 in the fourth, he was stood up, arms crossed, face practically on the glass. Yes, he does. He doesn't still for long. He's waving at people. He's waved at someone who's in here. He's taken a couple of selfies, done a couple of Instagram lives, headed over to Susan Longland, come back, and now commentating on the match. 3-1, 30 love. Zverev serves out wide and misses.
And we're 5 minutes off the four-hour mark for this match.
Zverev is looking for 12th Grand Slam quarterfinal and a sixth Roland Garros quarterfinal. In the last 3 years, he's reached these semi-finals as he frames the Rune ball, and a man who made no attempt to catch it. It's behind his chair. Now he's going to throw it back. Oh, it was a good throw back.
I wish he was a better throw than I expected from him.
It was a better throw. He's wrapped up with a scarf around his face because, you know, we're a bit chilly.
I
I mean, we could introduce a circus sideshow here at Radio Roland Garros, you know, have a little Spiegel tent in one corner.
Yeah.
Marcus on a unicycle.
3-1, 30-15 in a unitard. The sliced forehand. The forehand cross court to the service line, into the middle of the box, the off backhand miss from Rune, and it's game points.
Simon Camber's juggling tennis balls in one corner.
What have you got Chris doing?
Well, Chris Bowers can play the piano very well. What so he could be providing the musical accompaniment.
What have you got Antoine doing?
He'd be ringmaster.
What have you got Sophie doing?
Well, singing, obviously. She'd be the chanteuse.
What have you got me doing?
I haven't decided.
Game points for 4-1.
Trapeze.
Oh, my word.
Someone's got to be on the trapeze. It's a full circus sideshow.
I'm not going on the trapeze. Game points for 4-1.
You're meant to be the leader.
Well, I think we found out this evening I'm quite simply not, am I? Serve out wide. Too hot for Rune to handle. And Zverev, 4-1 in the fifth after nearly 4 hours of play at nearly 1:30 in the morning. Good news is, people, we are going to be in bed before 4 o'clock. Always got to find a positive.
Always got to find a positive.
In a situation, and that is the positive for this evening.
The DJ is still working hard. Quite a few people deciding that it's getting a bit late and they're heading for the exits.
Where are the ones coming in coming from?
I suppose if he popped out for a bathroom break.
Little ball people are still staying. No one's being swapped out yet.
Joseph says, hey, I tune in for the circus sideshows and when the conversations go off the rails. It's Sam, sorry. Joseph is your email, in your email address, but your name is Sam. And every time I call you Joseph, so I apologise, Sam. You can see why I might get confused.
I think I'm confused.
You just stick to practicing your trapeze.
Christopher Clary, a colleague of ours, has worked out that there's been 29 drop shots attempted by Rune in this five-setter, 8 for Zverev. Well, no wonder Zverev's getting a better handle on reading than with that many coming at him. Must hold now for Rune at 1-5 down.
Barbara says she doesn't live in the barn, but she feels like she does. She spends most of the day in the barn caring for her horses.
Oh, no. That would have been number 30 of the drop shots. And it landed plumb in the middle of the tram lines and his forehead is... His brow is furrowed. A little bit wrinkly. As he's trying to figure out a way out of this. Because he's 1-4 in love 15. The serve down the tee, it's lofted back and long. Rune marks the mark, just in case anyone wasn't sure.
Sinead has emailed us from Melbourne. I've loved listening to your coverage once again this year and thank you for keeping me company while studying for end of semester exams. The circus sideshow sounds like a hilarious addition. Cleo and I would love to hear it, and there's a photo of Cleo, and Cleo is a sleeping pussycat.
Let's go was from Rune. A big serve out wide. Drew the error. 1-4, 30-15. 4 hours exactly on the clock. And it is 1:30 in the morning, Tuesday, June the 4th. Serve down the tee. Back up the line. Forehand back down the line. A lofted ball sits up. Backhand cross court. Zverev's backhand cross court. Cross court to cross court. The backhands, they go a little bit shorter from Zverev. Redirected up the line. Squash shot pick up from Zverev. It'll be long because the backhand line from Rune did the damage.
What's Courtney going to do in the circus sideshow? Red nose, jalopy.
Do you mean the ringmaster? Do you know what
that was? I think Antoine was the ringmaster.
What's Marcus doing again?
He's on a unicycle in a unitard. And there's an image to send you to sleep with nightmares.
Oh, my word. 40-15. Oh, and rolled back in. It's internet from Rune because he just didn't move his feet, didn't get into position. The upshot was the ball landed in the net. Tournament director Amelie Moresmo is watching courtside. Not surprisingly, she looks a little tired. Drop shot from Rune. Here comes Zverev, scoops it down the line and in. The lob is up. It lands in two. Zverev, oh, I'm not sure that's going to do anything.
I wasn't even sure that was going to land in the court.
4-2, Zverev leads, deciding set.
I mean, in Zverev's defence, it was right on the line and he did well to get a racket on it.
Sasha Zverev serves down the tee through the middle of the court. Backhand cross court from Zverev is inside the baseline, swivels around and goes inside in with the forehand. Forehand cross court from Rune, lofted up the line from Rune, who attacks with the off forehand but misses the court altogether.
I've been really impressed with Alexander Zverev's equilibrium through this match. He's just had this air of calm. He's had a few moments of frustration. We had all the sort of irritation about the rackets and the stringing and all that early on in the match. But really, he stayed very, very steady. And he's raised his game now in this fifth set. And that's what champions do, just as he did in that tiebreaker, to take it to a decider.
Forehand from Zverev, cross court to the forehand, cross court, just sideline. Up the line goes Zverev, backhand cross court goes Rune, it's 15 love. It's a drop shot from Rune. It sits up. Overuse of the drop shot a little bit now because it's being read so well by Sasha Zverev. And he's at 30 love, 4-2.
Zverev just quietly plodding around the back of the court. Rune buzzing around, cross with himself, cross with everybody, cross with his team, cross with the situation.
Misses out wide. Now Sasha Zverev. Up onto the baseline comes Rune. As the ball is tossed up, he will jump inside the baseline, which he does now, and he'll play the backhand through the middle of the court. The backhand swung cross-court and deep from Zverev. He digs out another backhand. Inside in goes Rune. Forehand lofted up, sits up, brought down, cut down by Rune. Backhand cross-court, Zverev's come to net, and he's passed! Holger Rune passes Sasha Zverev, and he's on the board.
Another one of those flashes of brilliance that we've seen from Holger Rune. He needs more than flashes of brilliance at this point. He needs a period of sustained brilliance to get himself out of the situation he's in and save his chances of staying in this Roland Garros 2024 tournament.
Ace! Zverev down the tee. Nothing Rune could do about that. And points now for 5-2 for the world number four.
Pam from Brisbane says, I think you are a game out. I'm not sure if it's us that's a game out. It may be your feed, Pam.
We're looking at it right now. The drop shot off the backhand side, carved under the ball, slices it over, and Sasha Zverev is a game away from being back in the Roland Garros quarterfinal. So we're definitely not a game.
right. No, but Pam will only hear this in 5 minutes' time.
If I knock on the window, the court's the other side of that.
Yes, it may be your Wi-Fi or your connection. What you could do is try
off and on again.
Off and on again.
Hey.
Wait 10 seconds. Just having a little dance now.
Oh, Alex Goretz is off. He's dancing in his commentary box. Oh, look at...
Oh, yeah,
wow.
He's got some moves
out there. And now he's clapping his hands. Look at this.
He's working that card again.
He is working the cardy. Oh, now he's doing a little rolling hand motion. Oh, wow.
Tell you what, this is why we need webcam.
Well, that entertained us during that break. That was a little surprise bonus. Right, pressure on.
High point of this match.
Holger Rune. Serving to stay in Roland Garros 2024, 2-5 down. Puffs out his cheeks. Has a little mutter to himself. There's a couple cuddled up under their blankets. She looks like she wants to go home, but he's like holding on to her so she stays. First serve into the tape. Forehand lofted back by Zverev. Zverev slides into the backhand cross court. The slice, and Zverev deals with it, pushes it up the line. This scooped up one-handed shot in the backhand line winner. And Sasha Zverev is 3 points from his place in the sixth Roland Garros quarterfinal.
It's impressive consistency, isn't it? Bill says there has to be a knife-throwing act with either you or me as part of our circus sideshow, but who would be brave enough to stand as the target? Well, I think we've established that my throwing is not very good. So I'm not sure I would volunteer as a knife thrower. Could get dangerous.
Backhand cross court, backhand cross court. They go redirected down the line and a wayward miss from Rune.
And he's now stomping across the back of the court. And I just wonder if his belief in his ability to win this match is just starting to ebb away.
Serve out wide. Rune slams it cross court on the angle to get himself on the board. Served down the tee, fault called. Serve out wide, backhand's in play. Zverev's out of court, so he goes inside in and just nudges it into the far side of the court. Goes Zverev, who comes forward in the short ball, goes backhand cross court, match points.
That shot from Zverev to take control of the rally, it had Holger Rune scrambling, and Rune with some pretty miraculous retrievals get the ball into play, but Zverev ready, waiting, poised for the put away.
4 hours, 10 minutes on the clock. 1:39 in the morning. Match point, Sasha Zverev. On the Rune serve. Rune serving 2-5, 15-40. Rune serves the first serve out wide. It's snapped back, it's cross court, and it's long. Match point number two, the world number four, for his sixth Roland Garros quarter-final. Rune with the first. That's a good first serve. It's snatched back down the line. Cross court with the forehand goes Rune. Rune keeps on the forehand side. He goes inside out. The backhand on the stretch doing the semi-splits. Zverev, he steps up to the baseline with his backhand down the line. Squash shot from Rune. In comes Zverev with the forehand cross court. Zverev is at the net. The ball is lofted high. This should be it. Zverev smashes away. Rune gets it back. Zverev smashes away. Rune cannot get it back. Zverev goes through to the quarterfinals in over 4 hours and 5 sets. He comes round the net post. There is an embrace from the two. It's a nice exchange between the two. Here's the announcement of your winner. He looks exhausted. He's shaking his head. His arms are aloft. Very shortly, we'll get his thoughts as he speaks to Marion Bartley. But he is back in the quarterfinals. He will face Alex de Minaur. It's a match you'll hear live on Radio Roland Garros together with all the others in the singles between now and the end of the week. Well played, Sasha Zverev.
Well played. He stayed calm. Kept a wonderful level of equilibrium. Rune's performance.
She's walking off court now. Olga
Rune. Take the applause.
He'll be back. He's just 21 years of age. Heading in the right direction.
Definitely. He did a lot of things right this evening. He just wasn't able to sustain that level. And that is what Sasha did so well.
Marion Bartley.
Talk to Marion Bartley.
Here we go.
Allez-y, mesdames et messieurs, je crois qu'il le mérite. Allez-y. Sasha, what a match, what a fight, what a thriller tonight against Olga. You can see the respect you guys have for each other at the shake of the heads. Can you try to put into words what made the difference at the end for you to get the success tonight? Incredible effort once again.
Yeah, wow. What a match, to be honest. Holger's an unbelievable player, a young talent. You're going to see him for 15, maybe 20 years here on these beautiful courts. So credits to him. He's been playing unbelievable this week. He's been struggling this year a little bit, but this week, obviously, he's been playing unbelievable tennis. And I'm lucky. I'm lucky we're through.
Once again tonight, 4 hours, 11 minutes, another five-setter. Incredible fitness level from you, incredible resilience on this court. You must be really proud of your effort after this one.
Yeah, I'm proud. I'm proud to be in the quarterfinals. I've played a total of 8.5 hours over the last 3 days, so I need to recover. I need to do everything possible to be ready for the quarterfinal match, because obviously the tournament doesn't stop here, and I want to continue.
Well, we'll let you go recover, Sasha. Mesdames et messieurs, merci encore une fois d'applaudir Sasha Zverev, qualifié pour les quarts de finale de Roland Garros.
There's the music. It's the Oscar music. It tells you you've been talking too long. It's time to stop talking. And it is. Eleanor, thank you, Stefan. Thank you, the rest of the team. Thank you. We'll all be back together again tomorrow with you from 11 o'clock, starting, well, you, me, Marcus and Stefan will be here, starting with Ondra Jabeur against Coco Gauff, right through into the night session, which is Carlos Alcaraz against Stefanos Tsitsipas. Thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure as always. Stay safe, stay well, enjoy your day, and we'll be back with you in a few hours' time.
You're taking a pretty big risk to go out wide there to the forehand, that doubles-type return from the deuce court, because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
You're taking a pretty big risk to go out wide there to the forehand, that doubles-type return from the deuce court, because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Players are more than ready. They're about to walk out onto their respective courts, including in front of us on Philippe Chatrier. Welcome to day 9 of Roland Garros, where the sun is shining, the sky is blue. Still a little bit chilly, but we will take it after the rain in week 1. Now, this is the final round of fourth round, or round of 16 matches. By the end of today, in the main draw, we will have our quarter-final lineup complete. We've also got the junior competition underway. They're making up time on the mixed doubles and the doubles, who lost out in a lot of time due to the rain. And here on Radio Roland Garros, we'll keep you up to date and covered with everything that takes place. Now, very shortly, the first thing you'll hear will be the introduction of our first player out onto Philippe Chatrier. Elena Svitolina makes her way out onto Philippe Chatrier in the bright sunshine, wearing the yellow and white and black outfit with a red racket bag on her shoulders. A brief wave to the crowd, and she makes her way to the far bench. Played so well since she's returned. Did have a few injuries at the start of this year, back end of last year, but she's working her way back. And what a test it will be today against one of the form players of 2024. Three titles from 5 finals, including on the clay, indoors in Stuttgart. She is one of the players to beat at the moment. The Kazakh walks out, there's a little wave and another one with her right hand. Red racket bag over her cream outfit and a big bag, shoulder bag over the left shoulder. She takes the near chair. She settles herself down. Meanwhile, Elena Avanesyan, Yubing Zhongxin Wen, and Jasmine Paolini, what a year Paolini is having. They've made their way out on the court. Susan Longland. We've got British interest in Joe Salisbury, his partner Rajiv Ram. They are around a 60 match of court. Simone Mathieu in the doubles. There is so much action all over the place. Our job is to keep you across everything. They're going to do the housekeeping and the coin toss, which means I can introduce Marcus, Courtney, Stefan behind the controls. Gentlemen, how are you this fine and, can I say, sunny morning?
I am delighted to see the sunshine, I must say. It was lovely walking into the grounds today at Roland Garros. There were people with their jumpers off. Yeah. There were people without scarves and people with smiles on their face. It shapes us a wonderful day here in Paris.
Why do we have a giant pineapple on the desk?
Because you, the Empress, requested one
Where
this
did
morning.
I?
Yeah, I said, any particular fruit selections after the abuse I got for my lovely little strawberries yesterday? And you said, oh, I quite fancy an ananas, or whatever it is.
I don't fancy a donkey. I did say pineapple, but I imagined it would be the cut-up version that was straightforward to eat. This is complete with spikes and green stuff and plume, and there's not even a knife to it. What are we going to do with it?
Well, I'm hoping that Chris Baz sits on it.
Can we use it as a trophy? Can we have some kind of competition within the members of Radio Roland Garros, and their prize at the end of the week is, or maybe it's for predictions, maybe that is the prediction.
Good shout.
Trophy, they get the pineapple.
It's going to be very hard to take this back home to Australia when Carlos Alcaraz ceases the title in 7 days' time.
Well, I'm sure you can stick it somewhere, Courtney.
Marcus, that was quite threatening. You picked it up by the stalk, the stem, and you held it upside down. Right, so in terms of today, some fabulous action on its way. None more so, Marcus, than the match that you and Courtney are going to be focusing on between Elena Svitolina and Elena Rybakina.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Rybakina, I remember her first two games in the first round against Greet Minnan. She couldn't get the ball in court. We're thinking, well, she's had some issues coming into this event. What's going on? Since then, she has barely put a foot wrong. She's lost only 18 games in three straight sets victories. She's only been on court for 3 hours and 27 minutes. She is, of course, a Grand Slam champion. She's made a final as well. She's aiming to reach her ninth quarterfinal of 2024, so she's incredibly consistent. But Elena Svitolina has a winning record against her, including their previous encounter on clay. She's up by 2-1. She's already been a quarterfinalist here on four occasions. She's playing some terrific tennis. She has been tipped by Sophie Amiak, no less, to go all the way and win this tournament. And because, of course, she's the partner of Gael Monfils, Courtney, she's going to have plenty of support out there today.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. And what I like about the way she's been playing is that her depth of shot and her variety that she's showing, I think, can trouble the higher ranked player today. And we saw that obviously in their last clay court meeting. Rybakina against Elise Mertens a couple of days ago. The first eight or so games was very even, and Mertens was able to trouble her, I suppose, some off-pace shots. She used some angles. Once, and effectively, she actually let Rybakina off the hook in that first set. Once she got steaming, well, the Wimbledon winner from 2021 is an outstanding player and really started to clip, 2022, started to clip winners everywhere. But I do give Svitolina a very, very good chance here.
And it is Sophie's choice against my choice, because I've gone with Rybakina for the title. And I just love the contrast of styles. And we know that Svitolina, since she's come back, she's added a more aggressive style to the play, but she defends and she fights. And then you've got this easy power from Rybakina, who can find the lines and the serve. And also, I think it's the quiet confidence that she possesses.
She's an unusual performer in all sorts of ways, both on the court and, of course, off the court. And she did create a little bit of a stir when she went into her press conference after her first round victory with a couple of agents, looked around, started to roll her eyes and said, "Can you ask me some more interesting questions, please?" I know that she then wasn't requested for press after her second round match. I don't know, Courtney, you might know whether she went in and gave a press conference after beating Elise Mertens.
I believe she did. I was on other duties at the time, but she did head in. It certainly, I suppose, it sparked some discussion. Her tennis on the court is sparking discussion, and clearly winning over some wise minds in terms of the way she's playing. But that was it was an interesting dynamic to start the tournament, given she got off on a very strong foot.
Well, can I ask you, as a very respected member of the written corps, what you made of what she said to some of your colleagues after that match?
You're talking to me, the respected member.
Well, in the absence of anybody else here, you're going to have to do.
It was a very... it was interesting. Press conferences can be a curious beast, as we know, and sometimes questions are asked for different outlets. It's not all the same. I know that some people think that sometimes you go through, but people are writing for different audiences. So some people are writing match reports. Some people are writing broader features and profiles. There's also some inexperienced journalists in there who are just making their way. And I thought that was a little, perhaps distasteful, what unfolded in one regard, because I think everyone's there trying their best. And I think in this occasion, there was nothing that necessarily should have triggered what happened.
She walks to the beat of her own drum, Elena Rybakina, and it's a pretty good beat a lot of the time. They are ready. The sun is shining. The roof is opening. We have play on all of the courts. We'll keep you across everything. Very much looking forward, in particular, to this first fourth-round match. And you'll be enjoying it with pineapple, some blackberries, a half-eaten sandwich, a box of sushi, half-drunk coffee, a fruit smoothie, and Marcus and Courtney.
Thank you, Gigi. If you get a sharp knife, purely for the pineapple, I hasten to add, that would be greatly appreciated on your way back from the parlour. The massage parlour. The Empress departs, and we are underway on this beautiful morning, and Svitolina has gone wide with a backhand to start the match off on her serve. I mean, Courtney, I built up a bit of a sweat walking in this morning.
It really is a lovely morning. And now, in part, I mean, it's not overly warm, but because it's been so cold for the first few days the first week of Roland Garros 2024, the fact that we've got some sunshine, you can see in the stands, the fans have got their guns out, so to speak. They're wearing shirts. There's hats on. I'm sure people have donned the sunscreen. It looks like a really lovely spot to be watching tennis as always. And even a little bit of, you know what might come into play later in the day? Something that we haven't really considered? The shadows for the first time here.
Yeah, absolutely. All these new issues for week two at Roland Garros. This is a terrific rally. It's 15-all. The drop shot's a winner from Rybakina. Some very solid hitting by both players from behind their respective baselines. And then Rybakina spotted an opportunity and she conjured a lovely little backhand drop shot. But Svitolina, who's dressed all in yellow, was unable to even attempt to get to. So 15-30 and that first serve goes into the net. Rybakina, 6 foot tall, at the far end in front of the president's box, crouching forward, swaying gently from side to side, waiting for the second serve, which comes to her backhand. It's a really good return. Slice back into play by Rybakina, and another lovely touch at the net from Rybakina gives her a couple of break points straight away.
A really good craft there, able to get forward. Summed up the situation perfectly, and the touch on that forehand side was very good on that occasion. It looked a little forced a couple of days ago when she was playing Elise Mertens. It didn't quite seem natural, but she's really started this fourth-round match in style.
Svitolina looking to go down the middle has just clipped the tape. You can hear the voice of Carter Nune, a very well-respected and much-cherished umpire, cherished as much for his voice as anything else, but he can call a line or two, which is important as well. Second serve to the backhand of Rybakina. It's deep. It goes across court from Svitolina. Now she's having to stretch on her forehand. Good depth from her. Cross court again on the forehand from Rybakina. And off balance, Svitolina goes long and Rybakina has broken to 15 straight away. A message of intent from the Wimbledon champion of 2022.
Yeah, exceptionally strong from the baseline. Really good touch when coming forward. It might be that the number four seed relishes the calm conditions today. Probably a little gustier, I think, would have favoured Svitolina. Rybakina is such a clean striking player. It doesn't hit with a lot of margin for error in terms of flattening out her ground strokes. Really sizzles the ball a little bit like a Sharapova used to do in terms of the flatter, harder ground strokes. Svitolina will try and use a little more trajectory in terms of arc. She'll try and soften it up a little bit. But I have got a confession, Marcus.
Oh, no. What have you done this time?
I've had a clanger to start this morning on air, which managed to sneak by yourself and also Stefan, as we'll touch on it after this point.
I cannot believe you, a great Courtney, have committed a clanger, but we'll need to hear more about this in a moment. Rybakina serving, having got the break in the opening game. And she's missed with an off forehand. Before you admit to your clanger, I'm going to just make an accusation as well. Have you taken my pen? Because it's disappeared inside the first 5 minutes. And that tiny little strawberry's on the floor. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, there's been a terrible accident. It's about 20 strawberries on the floor. Is that the clanger? Oh, Courtney Walsh, you Philistine. Forehand down the line, winner from Rybakina. I mean, we need to take a picture of this step. Poor old Stefan's having to get up now with a tissue, some handkerchiefs. It's carnage. It looks like someone's been butchered up here. And in a moment, we'll post the picture. At @radio_RG is our Twitter address, as always. Stefan's now under the table. He's taking pictures. Wherever Courtney goes, he causes trouble. As Rybakina comes in and plays another lovely little drop shot. Svitolina got to it. She got a decent angle on it as well, stooping, but she pushes it wide. Courtney is the man.